Kegel operator.
Joined. Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Good morning, Cheryl. This is Tanya.
Hi,
joined.
Tanya, it's been hours.
I know, love. I've missed you.
I think you should be on my Christmas card list. I feel like we talk so often.
So from what I understand, the French Channel has tried to dial Hawa. She asked him to call her back in 5 minutes, and Vanda wants me to call her back in 10.
Okay, fine.
And someone else just came on. Who's on the line?
It's Sebastian.
Okay.
Ah, hello, Sebastian.
Hello.
Tanya, can you increase the volume on Sebastian at all?
No, that's on his line.
Oh, okay.
I am sorry. It's not a technical problem.
Oh, that's much better.
Ah,
yeah, but it's not a technical problem. It's from my side, it's my body problem. I lose my voice since the last 2 days. I was with ICANN staff to organize the Paris meeting and with air conditioning and et cetera. I am losing my voice, but that's okay.
Okay, well, particularly since we have got a French channel running in this call, for Howard's benefit, I've just added you to the ALAC EXCO Skype chat. So please, Sebastian, type something rather than strain your voice if that's making it easier for you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I don't expect a long answer having just said that to you, so yes or no. Were you happy with the preparations and the meeting over the last few days?
Yes.
Excellent.
I will say a little bit more. I think.
Nick and Matthias.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Matthias. We're just talking to Sebastian, and he
joined.
He has laryngitis, or very nearly laryngitis, so we need to be very gentle with his voice. So let's listen very carefully to him and get him to type where possible. He's just telling us how the last couple of days of intensive meetings with the ICANN Paris meeting planning has gone. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Yeah, then there were four people in Paris and... we had a lot of different meetings with the hotel, with providers of AVS, of videos and sound, and with the bandwidth people. And we went to the two event sites, and then what else? I guess now. There are people from ICANN staff who know the hotel better, or the conference center better than anybody inside the hotel staff, because they were able to find things that nobody was knowing about, at least. But it's going in the right direction, I guess. ICANN staff get... when I say ICANN staff, it's all the people involved with the organization of the meeting from the ICANN side, but everybody seems happy with the information they get, and we think that it will be right. It will be okay to organize and to have everything set up on time and useful. We spend a lot of time with the booth for the sponsors and things like that.
Good, good.
Well, I have no doubt, Sebastian, with you running things, it will be great.
thank you. But, you know, it's not just a person, it's a group, and in the other end, it's quite tough because you have to accommodate also a new type of relationship between the local host and an ICANN staff in one end, and in the other end, you have to accommodate the new way of organization of the content of the meeting, and that could create some not trouble, but some more work to do to be. What it was interesting is that two people from French side were participate to some part of the meetings, and when they went out, we had a lunch with both of them in different days, and both tell that they were quite surprised about the level of work that have to be done before and is done, and it was also noted that we could have the impression when we participate in a meeting that everything changed just the day before. You change the schedule, you change the meeting rooms and so on. And what I can say today, more securely than before, is that because it's so well prepared, that all the changes are handled gently, even if it creates some problem for some people within the community. In fact, everything happened. The meeting room are assigned to the right group at the right time. Even if everything have changed in 2 or 1 day before, and that's the tricky side of the work.
Yes, the logistics are often underestimated, aren't they?
Yeah.
Tanya, is Howard about to be called back in?
Yes, they're dialing her in now.
Right, and even though Vander asked for 10 minutes, I don't feel that generous, so let's get her back.
Okay, and Frederick just asked them to call him back in 15.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'm afraid Nick will just have to deal with Frederick's lack.
Yeah, I'll deal with that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that's what we're getting when we call. They're asking us to call them back.
Yes, well, grr. Tanya, I really feel that at some stage you should send me at least a picture in some sort of IRC channel or other, so I can image you.
Okay.
You're such an important part of my life now. I'd like.
Thank you, Tanya.
I'll make sure it's one on a good hair day. All right, let me go and try to get Vanda in now.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Mm-hmm. Nick, just as a follow-on from the meetings yesterday, while you dared to have some time off for your own very good personal reasons, I mean, really, birthdays, anniversaries, you'd think they came around only once a year. something that was raised and you may not have had time to come up to speed on yet, was looking at an ALAC topic for the IGF meeting. Note, this is different to the placeholder for internationalisation that AP Rallo has proposed and that Hong has been asked to put the proposal together for. To assist with that possibility, we would need to look at what sort of costings and expenditure were involved in the last ALAC adventure into running workshops at IGF, but most importantly temper what happened in Rio by looking at only sending or supporting people who are in the local region. So we'd be looking at not bringing people from the other side of the world, which sort of happened last time. Does that fairly well cover what we discussed, Matthias?
I think that's what. Yeah, I don't know if you had a look at the minutes. I already.
No, I haven't. I actually have dared to do something for my own employment and personal gain today. I know it's unheard of under normal circumstances, but I had. a very large tender that needs to be in a tender box by midday tomorrow.
Carol, maybe you could tell Nick about your story from yesterday morning during AP Rail's conference.
Oh, Tanya, I think that's one of those ones that that we should make a blooper out of the tape. I really think it'd be worthwhile.
So now we've got the guns, we've got the dead rabbits, and we've got bleeding snakes.
No, it wasn't bleeding.
No, peeing snakes.
Peeing.
I obviously can't be mistaken about that.
Well, no, I know what snake pee pills smells and tastes like. And I was becoming rather concerned. For some reason, I thought, I know it's raining really heavily here, but why is there suddenly, you know, a drip coming through? And there is a seam, the ceiling and walls of this part of the house that I'm sitting in at the moment, which goes back to, I know it's very young in European terms, but in Australian terms, it was built around 1910. And it's got this lining, which is about, I guess, seven centimetres or so thick of straw, compressed straw, which is both thermal insulation and a structural thing. And it's in panels, and of course there is a seam between the panel, and the light above where my little house, kitchen, desk and laptop is, strangely enough, I don't sit up in the office all the time, especially at the hours of some of these calls. All of a sudden there was this, you know, trickle, 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 pour, pour, pour. There's all this liquid coming down through the roof and through the light fitting and splashing into my laptop and into my glass of water and all over the paperwork that was here. Of course, I then realised that it was Python pee.
Unbelievable.
Oh, no, what was unbelievable, Nick, is when I had to make the claim on my insurance about 2 years ago for the small television in one of the bedrooms that shorted out because of Python pee coming through the roof there. And they're going, so is this vermin? And I'm going, no, this is a vermin control mechanism. And interestingly enough, the insurance company hadn't had a claim for electrical failure due to Python pee before.
I can't imagine why not. I wonder how that figures in the actuarial tables in relation to driving up your insurance cost.
Oh, dear. Yes, well, I must say I was absolutely covered in Python pee, which luckily doesn't smell too bad. Some of the venomous snakes, their urine is quite cloying and quite not really offensive. It's just hard to get off you. Black snakes and tiger snakes, for example, a couple of the Australian venomous ones. Once you know the smell of that, you even recognise it when you walk into a barn or area. I can smell a black snake, you know, from quite some distance. But pythons are pretty good. They're quite a nice smell. It just made for interesting moments at the end of the meeting, that's all. Okay, now I haven't heard either Howard or Vander join us.
I gather Frederick is actually on the other line.
Oh.
He just emailed me.
Is Howard on the other line?
Yes, they have Frederick in. Howard's still unavailable, and I'm still trying to reach Vander.
Okay.
May I ask one point about the minute of your last meeting? In the accountability framework, at the end of the third sentence, of the end of this paragraph, I guess the date is not the right one.
Yes,
because it's written 11th of March, and I would wanted to know if it's 11th of May or 11th of April or whatever, because its deadline could not be or it's maybe the 11th of March, but it was strange to have this date, but you were on the discussion the 27th of March.
Yes, obviously the 11th of March couldn't be a deadline for a meeting that was on the 27th. That's correct. So it would have been April, not March. Nick, can you clarify that?
Sorry, got a little noise there. What's not March?
In the summary minutes, under from the 27th of March, in the paragraph headed Accountability Framework.
Yeah, Cheryl, I think I got it. I think it's the 11th of April, if I remember
yes.
correctly.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That would have made better sense. Thank you for picking that up, Sebastian. I won't make that change, but if one of you can make that amendment to the minutes, that's important.
Wanda Scardesini.
Hi, Wanda.
Joined.
How are you?
Hi, good. We have Sebastian on the call. Excuse me.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi, how are you?
No voice, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And they're dialing back to Hawa. She
mm-hmm.
will join us on the French channel. I believe Frederick is on the French channel, and we have Matthias and Nick with us, and, of course, the ever-present Tanya, who, as I've suggested, I need to exchange Christmas cards with now because we spend so much time together managing it from Edigo. Sebastian has just pointed out, not that we have started our meeting, but we will in just one moment, that under the minutes of our last meeting, 27 March, under Accountability Framework, there is an error in the date in the third paragraph where it says the statement deadline is the 11th of March. That should have read the 11th of April, and we'll be making that amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so between now and when Hawa joins us, I think we can now formally go through the summary minutes of 27 March and note the correction already pointed out by Sebastian. But most importantly, as part of the minutes of the 27th of March and as an action arising from that, I'd like to take this moment to welcome most warmly Sebastian as the co-vice chair to our at-large advisory committee executive. I really am delighted, Sebastian, to have you on board for more than just gender equity reasons.
I believe we all are.
And I do wish to have minuted our great pleasure at the very appropriate endorsement and selection of you as the co-vice chair with Wanda.
Okay, I second.
I would like very much to thank you for this kind words, and I will try to do my best in this period where it will not be so easy with the meeting in Paris to be organized, and but I am sure that it will be. Maybe I will try to get it some useful things to help the ALAC to have as much as possible a good meeting in Paris.
I
believe it will be.
Indeed. So clap. Welcome aboard. And just in case you thought you were busy, now we're also going to add all of this to you as well, but I'm sure you're the man for the job, so congratulations, and I'm looking forward very much on working with you more closely than I've had the opportunity of before. So with that slight aside, but very important point, the accountability framework did receive a reasonable amount of discussion.
Yeah, I believe, yeah.
Whilst we have the deadline of the 11th of April, we have also had some additional comments and information brought to us unofficially at this stage as an executive, but to Nick in terms of legal advice with specific reference to the conflict of interest section, which mm-hmm. seemed to be the one that generated the most comments on the list. So, Nick, if you would like to brief the executive on those matters?
I asked the legal counsel to look at it for obvious reasons, and they came back with a number of comments, and they found a number of ways in which the conflict of interest could reach further than is probably really useful. I mean, you know, people's brother-in-law's stock holdings. It's probably not too practical to ask people to disclose immediate family members' stock holdings via marriage and the like, because that's not really what people are trying to get at anyway. So I have they have sent it to me in the first instance just for me, and I've asked them to actually just let me provide it to you all, and I'm waiting to hear from them. So as soon as I have that, they look like, you know, basically sensible things to me.
Okay.
But they didn't have any comments on the other part, really. So
okay.
Share you?
Go ahead, Banda. Please, go ahead.
Yeah. Just to remember that I believe I mentioned the other time that we are talking about conflict of interest regarding California law. And this is quite different from, Latin and Roman legal framework. So for most of Europeans, the South Europeans, and a lot of Africans, and the whole Latin America, there is quite a different approach to deal with this conflict of interest. So I have been the head of a conflict of interest committee in the board, and we face a lot of small difficulties to make sure that everybody could really understand what means in the California law, under the California law. So I believe that once we put this running as a commitment we need to do, it's very important to make it clear what is demanded as an accountability and what is conflict of interest in California law.
Excellent point, Banda. One of the issues I thought was worthwhile us picking up and considering was the justifiable criticism when we released our accountability framework of the complexity of the document.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to retract from having a one-stop repository of all of the requirements and, in some cases, regulatory requirements that people are placing themselves in when they run for a position or role within our organisation. What I would like to do, and perhaps this is something that may fit with Frederick's role, and that is looking at a way that, given this knowledge base, given this set of accumulated data, how we can create a more user-friendly and navigable document with online tools, I would suggest, so that you can have a set of high-level principles to review for assistance if you were considering running for a liaison or a leadership position. But if you then wish to drill down into greater detail, that can easily be done.
Yeah.
Part of the reason, so just in case it's useful, that when I constructed the document, I realized, I probably should have been clearer in saying it, I realized that it did look somewhat confusing. But what I was aiming at was really to make it clear to people what elements were from what place.
Absolutely.
And what elements were new, so that...
Okay.
Obviously, we've got some Muzak there.
A little musical interlude for us all. Mm-hmm.
Brief interjection there. But I had always imagined that what we would end up with is, once people had agreed to what was in it, that we would make it look nicer and a little easier to follow and, as you say, more user-friendly.
And I would like to see it right up front from a link from a opening or master page off the new web.
Yeah, and I couldn't find an easy way to make it clear where things came from, other than putting them in front of the various points, because some of them are also repeated in multiple places in other texts. Maybe I was too informative. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of needing to cull or reduce. I think it's a matter of being able to reorganize. And I just want to officially note that Howa is with us. She's certainly on Skype, and I assume on the French channel. So I will now try very hard to behave and start speaking more slowly to facilitate the interpreters. I do have difficulty running a bit fast sometimes. Okay. Do you think Nick, that it is something that perhaps in the role of facilitation and assistance to the RALOs and at large generally, that this could fit under Frederick's ambit, or do you want to keep ownership of this task?
Well, I may as well keep ownership of it, because I'm more familiar with all of the sources for it. And I've also had the conversations with Sue and legal and all the rest.
Okay.
So it probably wouldn't be very efficient to give it over to him.
Okay, fine.
He'd have to do a lot of the things I've already done, which probably wouldn't be very good.
All right, well, you know me. As long as I get the outcomes, I don't particularly care who does it. But we do need to make it, I think, a really best practice piece of documentation. Okay, the next item from our minutes of the previous meeting was the discussion of extension of the public comment period for the GNSO improvements. And here I would like to take a moment to... suggests that the minutes of this meeting do not reflect accurately what we are talking about. To read this sentence, two sentences, doesn't give me any idea, other than having attended the meeting, that we're talking about the GNSO improvements. So perhaps we could modify that to make it a little clearer that we're looking at the GNSO improvements document. And from those minutes, for tonight's minutes, we should note the current status and work of not only the ALAC GNSO improvement statement, as put forward by the working group and recently closed for public comment by the wider community, but also the impending release of the joint user constituency statement regarding structure and voting. Nick, if it is possible, could you distribute to the ALAC-EXCO list while we're in this meeting, that version 4 final, before it goes out to the internal list, the at-large list and the RALOs, because just to bring the rest of the EXCO up to speed, I'm not suggesting that the now agreed joint document goes out as an attached document for everybody's review, rather that the agreed joint document goes up on a wiki page and that it is open for comment but not edit. Nick, did I make myself clear?
Got you there.
Okay. My long day may have been catching up with me. I'd like to have noted, however, in tonight's meeting, what an extraordinary point in time having that joint statement developed in, let's make it very clear here, less than 30 days has been. We have got all the user constituencies and the ALAC working together as business, intellectual property, non-commercial users constituency, working together for an agreed framework of structure document. Whether it gets any endorsement by the board or not, the mere factor that those diverse views have managed to work together for a single outcome, I think, is worthwhile stopping and thinking about for just a moment. It moots very well for us working and being respected as a bona fide part of the ICANN user community. And I'd like to recognise the particular work that the GNSO Improvements Working Group contributed to that outcome, whilst Nick and I were the direct conduit into the joint drafting. We drew heavily on the support of the working group and the comments of the wider community. Are there any questions or comments from my fellow executive regarding this, knowing that you haven't had time to look at the document yet, but I only received it in my email box at just shortly before 7 p.m. tonight? Okay. We've covered off the vice chair election, and the matters of budget. We held I cannot help myself now but think of food and beverage every time I go to say finance and budget committee meeting that several of us attended last night. In fact, there's a whole string of email topics now from Wendy, which is just called the Food Committee. I'm wondering what the archives are going to look like in the future because of that. Oh, dear.
I'm glad everyone found humour in it. That's all I can say.
Oh, dear. I have not looked at the minutes from the FNB subcommittee last night, but just to record into tonight's meeting, there were a couple of minor but not substantive changes suggested to the operational plan statement, and virtually no substantial comments, but one of endorsing regional meetings as a cost-effective future way of managing ICANN meetings, and that's based on statements from Vanda. Have I encapsulated that accurately for you, Vanda?
Sorry, I could not hear.
I was just saying, regarding the travel support part of the budget statements, we also modified our original statement to include a support of working towards regional meetings.
Uh-huh.
And you pointed out the benefit,
yes,
of having both regional meetings and one representative from other regions attending those.
Yeah.
Care to follow up on that for tonight's meeting?
Mm-hmm. It's okay for me.
It's okay? Okay.
Yes.
I note here the GNSO improvement workshop, and I'm wondering if Vanda and Howa have had time to consider this as an option to have an ALAC workshop in the IGF. Certainly we discussed last night as part of the budget and finance, mm-hmm, subcommittee under the criteria of proposals that would from community that would have budget impact, that we endorsed the concept of having an ALAC workshop at the, mm-hmm, IGF, but is it the topic of on what the workshop should be held was not discussed by FNB. Vanda or Howa, do you have anything to suggest on this matter?
Well, I have. I believe that we need to figure out who's going to be there in the IGF. We need to have at least one breakfast together to define which position someone from ALAC will defend on IGF. As I said in the first moment, I believe that our representative should be from the Asian area or nearby to reduce our cost and use budget better in other occasions. So we have a huge expense.
Okay, and
expensive meeting.
And I support having the improvement workshop as part of ICANN as well.
Mm.
That was Howa. Mm.
Thank you, Howa.
But, you know, before going to that, we continue.
Thank you. We
should do a first draft. We? That's all. Thank you.
As it is falling to both Vanda and Howa from last meeting to pursue this, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee did ask Frederick to prepare a placeholder for an ALOC workshop. Could I encourage you two to work directly with him? And Nick, do you wish to be directly involved in that?
I'll certainly monitor it, sure.
Okay. And please feel free to use both Sebastian and I as feedback and referral of points and to bounce ideas off. I believe, however, we are all in support of the workshop. We now need to write a draft and go beyond the placeholder and certainly look at having local representation, regional representation at the IGF. And if that can be taken perhaps as a topic online between now and our next ALAC meeting, I would ask perhaps Vanda and Howa to update the ALAC as a whole at our next monthly meeting on this matter as a specific action item. which brings us to any other business and a point of serious disappointment. The very first line says, staff will write an invitation to Uralo for the XCOM meeting on the 23rd of April. I guess that didn't happen, or if it did happen, they declined.
I can't say they declined. They would have to know about it in order to do that. we blew that one.
Can we, it's a very small amount of time we have between now and Paris, suggest that we have to do it in the May meeting?
Yeah, well, why don't we? Because that will leave about a month before the meeting. The other thing which might make that better, this is not an attempt at spin control, but actually, thought.
Of course, Nick.
Is the Frederick is still determining with the ALS community in Uralo who are the current authorized representatives of each group and who is coming to Paris. And by the end of May, by the May meeting of XCOM, we will know who is going, and so having them meet with you then, we'll probably get better participation, actually.
Okay, I will say that sounds like a plan then.
At least that's my story.
Yeah, and I sound like you're sticking to it. Let's make sure we don't drop the ball on this again, though. It has to happen. Dare I ask what's happening with the invitations to all working group chairs and liaisons? Because that was planned for the 28th of May. I have no problem if all we do on the 28th of May is meet with Uralo and meet with the working group chairs and liaisons, but we would need to split those into two separate short calls. There can be overlap, but I don't want to muddle the two agendas together. Suggestions? Comments? Criticism?
No, I don't have a suggestion.
Well, we need to make it happen. Perhaps it would be useful for the working group chairs and liaisons to dial in some 15 minutes after our call starts, and the Uralo people can dial in 15 minutes to half an hour after the call starts, and the last half hour will be dedicated to the conversation with the Uralo. Would that work? Absolutely deathly silent.
Apparently so.
Okay, well, I'm assuming that's going to work, and somehow the magic's going to happen.
We can certainly, remind everyone.
Okay.
On that subject, I'm talking to Bo today about the new GTLD working group.
Good. Good. We need to get those working groups properly resuscitated before we go to Paris. If we don't have them properly resuscitated, then I think we need to review their leadership structure. And I'm happy to do that as publicly as it takes to make it happen.
Well, and you know, it may turn out that some thematic, open-ended working groups, work, and in other cases, ad hoc working groups related to a particular consultation or the like are more effective. I think the staff resources haven't existed to properly help push things along. And, as those of you who have participated in some of the recent working groups where we have been able to do drafting work and call people, that seems to have worked much better. So,
Absolutely, yes. I couldn't agree with you more, Nick, and I think we also need to ensure that we note that it's not just the staff, the human resources, but also that we're poised for better online resources. And also with Frederick's particular task of reviewing RALO and ALS needs, this is all working in the right direction. My totally biased view, however, is it's all a little too, unfortunately, far down the track. We still need to push it and get more productivity and more outcomes more quickly.
Shall I note on an entirely different topic that I've heard from the CCNSO staff, and apparently Chris, you may know this, Cheryl, has suggested that ALAC and the CCNSO meet over lunch on Monday in Paris.
Monday lunch, that's fine. I'm not up for that yet, but...
Just came in, and I have put that up on the Paris meeting schedule.
Good.
Okay.
Really, EXCO, what this means is that we will have formal meetings with GNSO Council, CCNSO Council, the GAC, NCUC Registrar, and informal but relatively formal meetings with SSAC as well. This is very impressive.
And may I, something that has occurred to me out of all this is, I know there's a desire for ALAC itself to meet at some point in the week, and we've all noted that the scheduling for that is somewhat complicated.
Yeah.
But I have a bigger question, which is, do you all, considering the amount of agenda setting with all these meetings with the other ACs and SOs, and the amount of work related to those meetings to make them really substantive, do you still want to go ahead with a main working session for ALAC itself during the week, or do you feel that that will be pushing the absorptive capacity of everyone too far?
Matthias, because you're on Skype, will you just let Nick know what I've just typed?
Oh, I can be on Skype. I thought I
Nick
was on
is
Skype.
Channeling me again.
What you said.
That's what Cheryl
said. Oh, is that what you said, Cheryl? You know, it's frightening how often we're doing this, Cheryl. I don't do this that often with my partner, and I actually live with him.
Nick is channeling me again. I was going to suggest that we take a space for, inverted commas, a formal business meeting at the end of our one day on the Sunday. But
I agree.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I do prefer to, you know, instead of have something to... capacity building or something like that, we need to get together more frequently, at least two afternoons, I believe, to debate face-to-face all the issues related to ALAC. It's much more important right now, in my view, that's the second meeting of the year, that we bend on over the main issues that we need to deal with. So we need to have at least two afternoons, you know, two some periods dedicated to internal issues. So we get together with the people from the board and we debate, and we need to have this opportunity to get together and more deeply analyze face-to-face our issues and planning our issues and so on. So I believe that this model that we have done in the two last meetings, it's better to change a little bit and to use our time dedicated to the main issues related to the ALAC task, in my opinion. So we could have a small meeting in the morning of Sunday just to put everybody together and so on. And after that, it's all working meetings, and maybe one are going to be just, people from the board, the other is everybody, but we need to plan and to have those face-to-face working meetings.
Mm. It seems to me, Vanda, that whilst we certainly need to have some form of aggregation, formal meeting at, say, day one, which for us is the Sunday, and I would suggest we can probably leave the second one till the Thursday and use the intervening workshops, cross-constituency meetings to be expanding and informing ourselves and other constituencies within ICANN, as well as contributing in the public meetings, as opposed to being locked away in little rooms having navel-gazing chats at each other.
But one other thing I should mention is that I believe that the business constituency would like to spend time with ALAC.
Okay, that's one more piece of, I think, very important developmental work.
And it occurs to me that since the NCUC wishes to do its normal meeting with ALAC, I don't know, maybe you could combine that meeting and the business constituency and all three groups meet together. I don't know.
Come on, go on. Follow up that mirthful laughter.
No, I would like that you...
I'd like
you take,
to see this.
I would like you to take into account that there is a specific track for businesses during the meeting, and I think to have a specific meeting with the business constituency or more with the businesses who will be participating, because there is a lot of work done even in the program itself, in the schedule, to have a lot of businesses and companies, because as headquarter of International Chamber of Commerce, it's in Paris, they are working hardly on that. And I think it's important to have one meeting with business and not to mix up with NCUC. We will end up nowhere if we do that. And I speak,
I agree with you,
because I used to be member of the business constituency.
I've just typed, I agree with Sebastian.
You typed, I agree with Sebastian.
Oh, all right. It's been a long day.
That's okay.
Sebastian, as it would be.
My apologies, Sebastian.
Shit, I must leave right now.
Oh. Okay. I would like us to ensure that we have a Paris planning process that is driven a little bit more rapidly than is happening now. So
I second that. It's very, very important, and I hope we can take 5 minutes to discuss what, in addition to what we already say, if there are any other event we would like to have or they are planning where we need to be, it's important that we discuss that also, if it's possible.
Yes, and I'm happy to spend 5 minutes now. I only have one piece of any other business, which is to do with France at Large application for ALS status and the Ombudsman's issues, which we're being threatened with. Can I ask if anyone else has any other business they wish to raise before we look towards Paris planning? Okay, in which case...
Just so you know, Cheryl, I'm running out the door, but the conference... Tanya, we're going to have Tanya ring me in a few minutes once I get on the road.
Okay.
Sorry, I just have to get to the next meeting.
No, fully understood. Not a problem. And Matthias, you'll just have to ensure that he doesn't miss anything as well. So, Sebastian's suggestion of 5 minutes or so, I think we should probably spend at least 5 minutes at this meeting and ensure we also plan follow-up online activity and indeed a teleconference if required to fast-track the Paris meeting planning process. As you've heard, we have a already very crowded schedule with meeting with other constituencies and representative groups. I think this is a marvellous step forward, but what I am particularly keen to do is ensure that we're not having the same things discussed on each agenda. I think we as an executive need to work on an agenda with the chairs of those groups we're meeting with that, whilst there may be some duplication, minimises repetition. How do you all feel about that? Sebastian?
I agree.
Paula, can you comment on minimising repetition in our agendas?
I think that that's actually that is what we have to do. We continue anyway. What I was saying in regards to that, it is better to do a summary. It is better to just do a summary for the rest of the group that way.
Vanda, your comments?
Vanda, vos commentaires?
Vanda,
she seems to be offline. She seems to be not. Yeah.
Yeah, Tanya, I think we've lost Vanda. If we.
I'm dialing her back in now.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I think I've given formal and written invitations for these meetings to each of the chairs. And each time, if there is an existing liaison, ALAC liaison, I have included them to be part of that process. But what I've asked each of the chairs of the other constituencies to do is work with us for a fairly tight 2 or 3 topic agenda of mutual interest. And what I'd like to do as part of our planning between now and the next call on planning, not executive call, but call on Paris planning, is as an executive, look at these agenda suggestions and refine them. Your comments on that? Power, is that what you envisage?
Yeah, and I wanted to add something else as well.
Go ahead.
If somebody from the executive committee, is available to join with the other specific group,
question.
And so then in that case, have somebody from the actual executive executive group to actually become part of the meeting as well.
Question, does Howard mean the Paris planning?
Question à voir. Ah ouais, vous voulez vous parlez de la réunion à Paris?
Joined.
Because all of the executives can and should be involved in the Paris planning work for the agendas.
Excuse-moi, madame, mais vous n'avez pas
What I was talking about was in the in-between meetings between now and the big meeting to, in fact, have members of the executive team in the refinements between now and then as well.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Sebastian.
No, it was just to say that the translation was...
That's just a suggestion, of course.
Go ahead.
Was not completely accurate. La question qui était posée, c'était est-ce que Awa pense que la participation au planning, à la commission planning, donc d'organisation du meeting à Paris, il fallait que les gens du ExCom soient là. Et la réponse de Cheryl, c'est de dire que les membres du ExCom sont membres de la commission de planning pour la réunion de Paris. Pardon.
Thank you, Sebastian.
May I just say, I think it's important to have, as we will have dedicated time, to be sure what we want to tell them and what we want to discuss with them in each group. And I think... if you add the fact that we have meeting with councils and we will have meeting or we will be able to go to each constituency on the constituency day, I think we need to use those time as much as possible to give them our feedback of our work and maybe to take this opportunity to discuss about the summit we try to organize in the next for the next ICANN meeting.
Sure. Okay. One of the interesting things is that each of the chairs, certainly of ESAC, GNSO, and CCNSO, and indeed NCUC, have made it very clear that they have a couple of topics that they wish to explore with us. These are active interactions and debates. And I think what we need to ensure that the RALO secretariats do, and indeed the RALO representatives on the ALAC do, is establish what the regional and local at-large structure views are on these topics. So I am very keen to, by the next meeting in May of the EXCO, which gives us a bit more time than just the next ALAC meeting, have a pretty final set of agendas up for most of these meetings, if not all.
Okay.
I have just one question on maybe another, but just first question about the schedule. If we look to the schedule in the Paris meeting, it's a schedule just in the ALAC website, not on the general meeting place.
It is moving across items as they are finalized.
Yeah, but I understand, but you know, the current planning is not finalized at all. It will change. And I think it will be better for ALAC to have slots already taken, even if it's to be confirmed, as the overall agenda is to be confirmed, it will show that we are part of the community. Today, there is nothing except one subject who is a little bit strange for me. It's IPv6 and ICANN at large. The title is a little bit strange for me. But
it's
I just
strange,
want to...
strange for you, it's strange for me too, and I'm part of the IPv6 working group. I have
yes.
a call booked for explanation on that matter tomorrow morning.
Okay, I am supposed to be involved in that group too also, but I don't know. I am a bit late in reading my mails, but I think it's important to, because just a second on that subject, because it seems to me very important. If you look to the overall program, there is two workshops on IPv6. Mm. One it's ICANN at large, and the other one it's registrar. And I think if we stay with registrar, and I can understand why those group of people need to have this discussion on IPv4, IPv6, I think we need to have an IPv6, IPv4, IPv6, and the user side of the community. And really the users, not the at-large, as at-large it's a little bit vague. And I think that with businesses it's also important to have this discussion. For example, you have small businesses who have the same problems that a large family. And we can't split the world like that. And we will not gain anything in saying that we need to discuss just our issue, but not the issue of other group within the ICANN. And my first question I didn't ask yet, it's about the URALO planning on the 21st of June. I think the bracket, it's not set up at the right place. The URALO planning, it's board NGA, and the summit meeting, it's an ALAC meeting.
I haven't looked at that. I'm sorry if that's misrepresented. We need to get Matthias, can you get Nick to clarify and rectify any errors there?
Because what we would like to have during this part of the meeting is to have everybody involved in the summit preparation to be together. If eventually we will split the group in the two working group or subgroup, but it's not a URALO. If URALO need to discuss the summit issue, URALO need to do that at the board and at the GA meeting. And then we have a summit meeting open and really, and not just open, but drive by ALAC itself.
Yeah. I understood that it would be an ALAC meeting, but if that's not how it is looking, that's where I need Matthias to ensure that Nick double checks on that, because that the intention is for it to be an ALAC summit meeting.
Nick.
Welcome back, Nick. Welcome back, Nick.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. Welcome back. Just spending a little bit of time on some of the requirements for the summit, for the Paris meeting planning. There are a couple of agenda issues and publishing to the main schedule issues that rather than review now, I'll ask Matthias to brief you on. But what I'd also like to suggest that if a few of us who are on the meeting later today, the summit working group call, Nick, as you know, I've asked Azumi to try and contact us at a time shortly after that call to answer some of my questions, which seems to, in fact, be a bit of a mystery to Sebastian as well. And I think we possibly need to have a few of us see if we can work on rectifying what I think is placeholders that could be better used. Did that summation work for you, Sebastian?
No, I guess it's everything. Now it's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's also see if we can talk further after the summit call in a few hours. I would like to take the time before we close the meeting in just only 4 minutes' time, recognizing that I start meeting clocks when we are at core eight or close to core eight, so the later you dial in, the longer I make you stay, is this business with France at large and the Ombudsman, and it would probably be best for Nick to give us a small briefing on this matter before, as an executive, we discuss, basically preparedness for what could be a rather sticky situation. I'm just going to mute because I need to move to another room where there's noise for one moment.
As Sebastian knows, because he's been a party to the various mail exchanges, the application from the due diligence that we have conducted, which I would imagine is about 10 times the amount of due diligence that's been required for this application as for any normal application, what we can tell from it is that the organization does not appear to have any members or any activity on any mailing list of any kind. And the organizations which the applicant presents as being affiliated to France at large appear to have been set up by the applicant JFC Morton. So I believe the European RELO is about to report to ALAC that it cannot endorse this application. And it will then be for the ALAC to decide whether or not it wishes to turn down that regional advice and credit the applicant or not. The applicant has threatened to go to the Ombudsman. I know in the past this has led to a lot of unhappiness on all sides. I think in this case, the Ombudsman will look at the work that has been done, the due diligence conducted, and say that the ALAC has done nothing wrong, and neither has the community, but in fact they've been very careful in reviewing the application. So while it could be seen as frustrating, I think actually it could end up being a positive, and that the community could actually get a pat on the back for actually dealing with an ALAC.
Indeed. Matthias, I know you've done most of this due diligence. Did you wish to add anything here? I'll take that as a no. Sebastian, did you wish to make any comment?
Is that Sebastian,
which mine is that? That was...
Hello?
Matthias has dropped off.
Okay.
Nick?
Okay, it doesn't matter. Just...
Okay, let me try Nick in. Maybe that was his line.
Nice.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want... I would say a few things, but first you have to... I have nothing because I am sorry to tell you that I just receiving a Skype message about from Frederick asking me to discuss about France at large, and I don't know if I am able to say what I will say, but for the recall, you have to know that I know very well Jeff Semorphin. He's a member of ISOC France, and I think it's difficult for me to be from one part or the other. I say that to Nick, and he say to me, you can still speak. Okay. What I can tell you is that it's true what was found into the by Matthias in this due diligence, and I don't think we have to be afraid that they go to the ombudsman. My feeling is that we had the question about the ombudsman last time. It's obliged us to be more precise or to change something in accordance to how the ILSS could be, or any organization could become an ILS. Maybe it's a new question we are facing. It's an organization with very few people, with no money involved, and with just websites. Can we have a group of three people from an organization to join? I know that it's not just a question. I know that there are a problem of what they say and what they are really, but that's not my point today. If we can gain some accuracy or precision on some issue on how to become an ILS from a discussion with the ombudsman, I have no trouble with that. We don't have to have any fears that Jeff says send that to the ombudsman. He will do it if we don't give him his ILS certificate. But I am not afraid about that.
Well, I will ask for comments from Howa and Vanda.
Yeah, I haven't banned on this to have a complete idea about what is my position on. But I'm with Sebastian. I don't care if after we decide something, they go to the ombudsman or not. What is really important is to make it clear. To make it clear what is our demand to become an ALS. It's reading the law, the bylaws. It's not clear for me, for instance. I have been asked for many people around in Latin America, and I'm not comfortable with to say, yes, you can. No, you don't. It's not so clear for me. So I believe we need some support to make it clear, to make, to not to leave room for a lot of discussion, because it's just interpretation of the law. So that's my point till now.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanda. Howa, any comments?
Sorry, I got disconnected.
You're forgiven. Howa, any comment? Perhaps not.
No comments from that subject.
Thank you.
No.
I think what is being said by everybody echoes exactly my position, and that is we have well-documented due diligence done. To respect what Vanda is saying about interpretation issues and difficulties, it is clear in my view that this particular applicant does not, at this stage, qualify, with the expectation of regional advice, which we will be getting, I assume, very soon, I can see no reason why we should not put this to the vote within the proper time course, with the assumption that, based on the due diligence and the regional advice, the vote will be no. Nick, is there any reason why we can't?
None that I can think of.
I can see no downside. All due process has been gone through. The ALAC can vote yes, no, or abstain. I will be voting no. I'll declare that now. I would trust that the majority of the ALAC in this case will go with the due diligence and the regional advice. But then again, people never fail to amaze me with what they'll actually do when it comes to voting. And we will have to take the outcome and any consequences of the outcome in its natural course. But providing our proper processes have been carried out, and I believe they have, I can't see that any ombudsman review will be other than, as Nick suggested, complimentary on our processes and endorsing the fact that we are avoiding the wrong type of representation and false claims by an individual purporting to be an organisation. So if everyone is comfortable with that, I'd like the EXCO to resolve that the matter of France at large goes to the vote within the time course of the 30th of April date, and that we ensure we get the URALO information, and we take whatever consequences come, and we prepare the proper paperwork to answer the Ombudsman when the inquiry needs to begin.
Okay, I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're some 3 minutes over the mental allocation of time I made for tonight's meeting, but I do think we've done some very important work, and I thank you all, particularly those of you who've had to dial in and dial out and drop off and be reconnected, for your patience. I also particularly want to thank those working on the French channel, and of course bless the fact that Sebastian can work in both French and English, and assist when I am obviously making myself less than clear for the interpreters to pass on information from Howard. So thank you very much for that, Sebastian. There is one minor point before I bring tonight's meeting to a close, and obviously the next meeting is listed as the 28th of May, and I assume a 12:30 UTC still suits. If it doesn't, let us know to a list. Excuse me. But that is a matter that needs to be continuing as a action item on me. I have not completed the appropriate research relating to travel, classes of travel, specifically leg room and mobility requirements for long-haul flights. If you could just note that that is a continuing action item on me. It is not completed, but I will list it when completed as a attached document to this page, or more to the point, the page for the minutes of tonight's meeting. So as
I just wanted to ask one question. Is it a schedule?
And when is the next meeting, I'm sorry?
The next meeting is the 28th of May at 12:30 UTC.
Yeah, my question was to know if there are some rules to have the meetings set up. Is it each month for Wednesday, or it depends on the decision we take one meeting before?
No. In fact, we are aiming to have a regular meeting day and time. If this does not suit, please let us know, and obviously we can be flexible, but we'd be flexible by changing the date or the time to suit. Our intention is to have meetings on a particular date, day of a month, at a particular time where possible.
Okay, and my question was to know what is the is it the fourth Wednesday at 12:30 UTC, or are there other type of rules? Because from the last three meetings, I don't think there's any. But maybe it's because you changed something. If you can let me know, it's allow me to schedule those meetings well in advance and to be ready to participate.
Certainly. And Matthias will also be sending out, as we've requested for all meetings, the agenda and calendar 1 week at least in advance, and then a shorter time remainder, 30 hours in advance. I don't know who's dropped off on the agenda, but at this point, I'm thankful for both meetings and some of you in just a few more hours. Bye for us.
Amanda, are you still on? Hello. Thank you.
Operator? Hello, operator? Operator.